Food Today, science-based information on food, nutrition and safety. From UFIC, the European Food Information Council. Unhealthy diets are one of the greatest public health challenges of the 21st century. The problem can be seen throughout Europe in the dramatic increase in overweight and obesity. Eat Well, interventions to promote healthy eating habits, evaluation and recommendations, is an EU-funded project that aims to provide European member states with best practice guidelines for developing policy interventions that will encourage healthy eating across Europe. Running from April 2009 to September 2012, the project looks at the national policy interventions that have been used to try to encourage physical activity and healthy eating in European Union member states. It aims to identify the gaps, successes and failures for these campaigns and develop best practice guidelines that can be used by policymakers in the future to develop successful healthy eating policy interventions. In this programme, we spoke to Jessica Ascherman-Witzel from Aarhus University, Denmark, who's leading the study which evaluates the effectiveness of market-based nutrition interventions. Within the Eat Well project, you've looked into private sector marketing techniques that successfully changed consumer food choice. What's the purpose of this study?
Well, the study follows the idea of social marketing, and that says that measures that are used in marketing, in private and commercial marketing, might also be transferable to public policy and also be useful there. But then, of course, it's crucial to look at examples that are successful, because there are a lot of marketing flops out there and failures as well. So that is what we wanted to do. That was the purpose, that we look at the successful examples and see what we can see there as a success factor.
How did you go about studying private sector marketing techniques that successfully changed consumer food choice?
Well, in the first step, we of course had to find out what are the really successful examples. And normally in the private and commercial sector, the data is proprietary, so there's not that much data available. So what we did is at first we looked at marketing effectiveness awards that are very highly estimated in the area, because that is in a way a peer assessment by other people who sort of gave an award. And then we also asked experts as a second step, and in the third step we asked large companies, because they have internal mechanisms where different cases are competing against each other. So that's why, how we found out what are the successful examples. And in order to analyze that, we looked at a group of researchers was looking at different cases, and we all analyzed them separately, and then we all put them together and compared them and looked what is sort of repeating itself and what can we find as sort of underlying success factors.
You used a case study approach in your research. On what basis did you select the marketing campaigns to be included?
Well, first, now that we had found the successful cases, what we did was to look then which are the examples that have a good availability of information from at least two sources. And then we especially selected cases that had some health relations. So either it was a healthy product, or it was maybe a food product that was communicated with regard to healthiness, or it was maybe a product that was reformulated and therefore had a health relation. And then, of course, we wanted to have a good spread across Europe and across different target groups and product categories, and company sizes, and also types of marketing activities. So we, for example, also looked at what retailers are doing in order to communicate health in their stores.
Which were the key success factors you identified in your study?
Well, we came up in the end with 16 success factors, so all the success factors that we brainstormed, we reduced to this number, and then we put them into six groups. And these can be, so we had these models in the first part, they are success factors that are important in using for the preparation of a campaign, then several success factors when doing the campaign, and in the end sort of success factors that lead to consumers understanding and really using the information that they got.
Based on the findings from your study on success factors in commercial food marketing campaigns, you've investigated the potential use of private sector marketing techniques in healthy eating campaigns. How do the two types of campaigns differ?
Well, there are, of course, a lot of differences in these two types of campaigns, the private commercial campaigns and the healthy eating campaigns. And the public campaigns are much more complex because it's not only about selling a product and going to that step that the person selects it. They also aim at changing the whole diet. So it's much more complex, and you normally also have campaigns that talk about avoiding something, and that is always more difficult and less positive, like making people convinced about that a product is positive. So that is why it's much more complex to do the healthy eating campaigns.
What are the results of your research?
Well, we have this model, and the result is that we have several conclusions looking at the model of how these healthy eating campaigns could be improved when applicable. So one thing could be that you have a success factors about trend awareness. So in designing healthy eating campaigns, the public policymaker should be more aware of the trends and making use of these trends. And another recommendation would be to have a more stronger emotional appeal in these kind of campaigns, or make it possible to link with common values. And of course, one recommendation which is very expectable, that the information should be simple, clear, and achievable, and that also the short-term benefits should be stressed. And then we also recommend that public-private partnerships should be used much more, because then the know-how could be shared and it might be more easy to use these success factors.
What are the major limitations or challenges to your results?
Well, we decided to do a study based on cases, and that is a qualitative study. And qualitative study means that we can't make statistical assessment and say, and can't make generalizations based on that. But we decided to have a case study because then it's much easier to understand the context in which the success was possible. But that says that we can't say statistically this is a success factor. It is just a set of examples and well-selected examples, but it's not like other studies where you ask 600 people where you can make statistically generalizations.
How does research feed into the Eat Well project as a whole?
But the whole aim of the Eat Well project is that healthy eating campaigns are analyzed and further improved and further developed. And our research leads to having new ideas in order to change and improve and further develop these campaigns in the future.
As you see it, how can your research contribute to public health in Europe, and what are the ways to reach there?
Well, at the moment we look at our results and we are doing an expert survey about the transferability of these results and the conditions of transferability. And in order to change these public health campaigns, of course these challenges have to be overcome, and there are barriers such as lack of money, and there's maybe also a tendency to be skeptical about marketing-like approaches. And of course, there are also some organizational structures that make it not so easy to react very fast to a trend, for example. But our idea is that our model can be, in a way, a checklist of when designing a public healthy eating campaign, sort of a checklist to see, okay, these are success factors. Let's see if it is applicable and realistic to use these, and then if it is possible, one can consider that. Because these success factors are not a guarantee for success as such. They, of course, have to be adapted to the situation, and then they might lead to success.
Food Today. Science-based information on food, nutrition, and safety. From UFIC, the European Food Information Council.